is that the state now has the convenience of removing people from being able to earn a living or from public view, canceling them and so on without putting it.
See, this is how you assassinate political prisoners in like 2023. They don't even need to get arrested, yo. They don't even need to go to jail. Doesn't need any of that. They can just be canceled. That's worse. When you're canceled, you're destroyed. They take everything from you, you know? All these super rich, famous multimillionaires who have mansions and broadcast on the YouTubes from their mansions with the webcast, thereby having the overhead be exceptionally low for them to continue to generate vast amounts of money. They're, yeah.
Well, as we've been covering here, following Russell Brand's allegations of sexual assault, the comedian and commentator has been facing an onslaught of deplatforming and demonetization from various sites, including YouTube, the BBC, and Paramount Plus.
YouTube said in a statement to The Hill, quote, "We have suspended monetization on Russell Brand's channel for violating our creator responsibility policy. If a creator's off-platform behavior harms our users, employees, or ecosystem, we take action to protect the community." The company added, "This decision applies to all channels that may be owned or operated by Russell Brand."
The Gray Zone's Max Blumenthal responded to this move by recalling a time his own outlet faced their version of deplatforming and discussed this situation with Brand himself. Let's watch.
Once again, the relationship between big tech and the government becomes quite curious. It's interesting and exciting when there's an obvious adversarial component, such as in our last story. But when you see this kind of cohesion, this kind of collaboration, like you cite with the Canadian trucker story, and obviously now you've been a personal, should we say victim of it? You've certainly experienced it. It makes you realize that ultimately, what we're sliding towards are more and more normalized, centralized, authoritarian models, centralized currency, ability to close down. We're hearing more and more stories about the intervention in people's financial affairs. It's something that's becoming more prevalent. And I'm not surprised that you're a prominent and high profile organization.
So we haven't watched Brand in a while outside of, like, obviously the documentaries on him and all the accusations of grooming, pedophilia, and rape. And it's pretty fucked up when you're seeing this. I totally forgot how long-winded he was, because, like, he never shuts the fuck up. Like, get to the fucking point, Russell. Holy shit.
Organization to be subject to that kind of obvious corruption.
Max Blumenthal joins us now to discuss. Welcome, Max.
Hello, Max.
And I believe that clip was from...
You look like you're fresh out of the shower. Seems like a good day.
Just before the accusations became public, you know, we've been discussing them a lot on the show. And obviously there's, you know, the context of the accusations themselves are one thing. But I think it's impossible and should be, you know, taken seriously. And we've been discussing them very seriously and you know, somewhat critically of the underlying behavior, you know, despite it still being at the level of anonymous accusations. But I am troubled still, you know, by the...
That is actually kind of a funny meme. Wait, why can't I own a dolphin? Sir, he's breaking free from the Matrix. What do? We do what must be done. COVID-2, 9-11-2, cock and ball disease. Ah, cock and ball disease. It's the worst of all the diseases, I tell you. Goes for the cock and the balls.
In fact, it's stated in the story that this is all coming together now because of Russell, because of who Russell Brand is now, the audience he has now, and the contrarian and adversarial relationship he has to the mainstream. And then also that even if, you know, you accept them as true, the accusations, which I'm not saying we're at the point where we should, but a deplatforming of his content, of his speech, his words.
You know what's always wild about this shit is that, like, why won't any of you learn? Why do you have to keep talking about it like it's just like this unknown variable? Now, I don't even want to really have to invoke what the accusations themselves may be or the evidence that is presented, but I do want to say, broadly speaking, before we even contemplate that, think about it at the very least. What about big tech, censorship?
His things he's created. Over that seems very coordinated and very troubling and illiberal to me. We wanted to give you a chance to weigh in since, you know, you have experienced some of this as well, as we just saw.
Yeah, I mean, you took the words out of my mouth. I was on Russell Brand's show on September 11th. It was one of his last shows before the Russell Brand affair, and we were discussing the gray zone being
the Russell Brand affair. I don't think that one's going to stick, Max. We'll see. We'll see. Good luck. Good luck. Yeah.
Being suspended or having its fundraiser suspended due to external concerns by GoFundMe, and the whole way that crowdfunding companies were operating within the broader framework of the censorship industrial complex, where the state goes behind the scenes into the offices of Silicon Valley companies and tells them who to ban, who to remove. And we've experienced that constantly. So one thing is clear about the Russell Brand affair, whatever the merits of the allegations are, and its trial by media, that he is being targeted
on brand. All right, I'll take it out right now.
Perhaps the most prolific critic of corporate media, and as well as the war state and the Ukraine proxy war on the planet. Maybe he's second to Tucker Carlson, but he's clearly threatening some very powerful interests. And so,
it's Russell Brand, Max. Come on, this shit works for people like Julian Assange. We looked at what his last couple fucking videos were about, too. Like, this is all so cartoonish. Like, this is one of those examples where the accusations are so fucking disgusting and gross, levied at Brand, but at the same time, the truth-telling that his YouTube channel is getting on. Hang on, Obama did what? Let's hear more. What's the truth-telling?
In a kind of dream, in a kind of delusion, it was business as usual. The deep state were able to conduct the kind of operations that they typically conduct. The military-industrial complex asserted the control that they're always able to assert. Nothing really significantly changed. Like Joe Biden told a room full of donors, nothing will essentially change. This, I think, is the thing we have to remember most of all. We get caught up in the soap opera of these characters, and really, the interests that they truly represent are uninterrupted by the democratic fluctuations in which we participate. Or don't. Let me know in the comments if you agree. The following year, Obama led 128 CIA drone strikes in Pakistan that killed at least 89 civilians. Just 2 years into his...
So this is all really bad. But what was this? Oh, so this one's not
one
actually...
One of our bold partners willing to back us. Stay to the end, I'll make it funny. Thank you.
With so many important things to talk about, you don't want me nagging you about your diet, particularly when I don't eat that healthy, not all the time, but I will share with you that the Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure and cholesterol, eat, as you know, 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, not lab-grown fruits either. I don't do that, and you won't do it either. You're too busy thinking and worrying about conspiracy theories, aren't you? That's why I take Field of Greens.
Oh, I get. Sorry, I get it. I get it. Yeah, no, the people can't learn. They can't know this. I mean, as soon as they know this, they'll know everything. Then they'll truly take down the elites, right? Like, this is the first step. Okay, so if you've taken an Obama story, which initially I thought you were going to be talking about Tucker Carlson's expose on Obama and that Obama is actually secretly gay,
heckled
right?
In office. It was good. Other people thought it shouldn't have been made because it's too salacious and it's an unreliable witness. Where do you stand on that subject? What we would like to offer you is that Barack Obama is still being used as a kind of hero in the Democrat Party movement, when perhaps there's a strong argument that he could be regarded, and I don't use this phrase lightly, as a war criminal, that his actions were criminal, literally.
Okay, so you could definitely say that that was a spin. Instead of simply repeating the Tucker Carlson thing, Tucker's countdown to World War III has started. So they fucking knew it was a lie all along, Pfizer. They lied to the Hawaii victims about this. Trump just said this about vaccines and it changes everything. Bill Gates has been hiding this and it's all about to come out. Hang on, Biden's 9/11 speech was a lie.
Good news! Bombers who have authority in their eyes. What it does look like is bogies, boogers, snot. Look at what it does look like is nasal discharge. Boogers. And this apocalypse, a prophet, prisoner. Idea that fruit somehow is malign and problematic. Fruit and nature evolved alongside us. We are it. We are not separate from it. The idea that we are overlords that need to construct things in a lab and that will somehow be beneficial. Remember how peaches used to be? Delicious. This peach will protect you from the next pandemic. How do you know there's going to be another pandemic? Just eat your fucking peach. The next avocados you...
So, again, this is what the big government, you know, the deep state... The owning class, the capitalist class, you've heard about them, right? The elites. This is what they had to shut down. He got too close. Way too close to the sun. Look at this. The next avocados you buy at a grocery store might stay fresh at least twice as long as they used to because of Bill Gates-backed startup. It's fighting world hunger by making your avocados last longer. My God.
You buy at a grocery store might stay fresh at least twice as long as they used to. James Rogers founded Appeal, stupid name, in 2012, and the company has raised a total of $110 million in funding from investors who include, oh, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Oh, sure, they won't want anything in return for that investment. Rogers' Appeal thinks it can combat the problem of food waste with its primary product, a tasteless, odorless, edible coating made from plant materials. Okay, plant materials. Let's hold that phrase in your mind for a moment. Appeal can keep produce like avocados or oranges from going bad for weeks longer than usual. Again, it's another bolting on to...
Again, this is what was seen as just, you know, way too dangerous. Way too dangerous. And I know Max is going to be like, well, no, I'm talking about when he references the war in Ukraine, okay? He's telling the truth about the war in Ukraine. And it's like, okay, he certainly, I'm sure, is given your narrative. But if I was to look at his channel, and this, remember, just happened, right? As in they were holding off. If this true, if this whole thing is a conspiracy theory, and Russell Brand, in fact, is innocent of all the charges, he's never actually groomed or raped anybody, including a 16-year-old, of which he still has not denied having sex with a 16-year-old, by the way. He simply said that it was a consensual relationship with a 16-year-old while he was in his 30s. This is what he was doing at the time. This is when things were getting way too real. And the last one was Biden's 9/11 speech is a lie. Bill Gates is secretly trying to poison us by growing and allowing fruit to be preserved longer with the company that he will most certainly, even if he's running an NGO, there's going to be some money to be made for some people here. The FBI is harvesting our DNA. Trump just changed everything with this move. Was it the mugshot? So the rumors are true on Obama. So there's two videos on Obama and, you know, potentially having gay sex. Full uncut Jordan Peterson interview. Just this conversation changed my mind. Amazing. Okay, so here's the first Ukraine one. Tucker just completely flipped the Ukraine narrative. There it is. This is like every other fucking right-wing channel on YouTube. The exact same, like, fucking video for video. You're like Tim Pool's videos, Steven Crowder's videos, fucking Jimmy Dore's videos. They're all hitting up the same topics. Everyone's doing the same shit. Everyone's talking about the Bill Gates. Everyone's talking about Hawaii. Everyone's talking about Donald Trump's mugshot. Everyone's talking about Obama being gay. It's all the same things. If anything, I could say maybe yours is a little less obsessed with trans folk, at least in this selection. Like, because for other people, it would be all these topics plus double that and just about trans people. So there's that. But yeah, it's yellow journalism. Absolutely it is.
Oh, he is being targeted in a coordinated fashion in the same way that he articulated somewhat ironically when he interviewed me. And it began through tabloid media in the UK. You could look at any newsstand in London the day the allegations hit. It was on the front page of every paper. The editors from The Guardian to The Sun to The Mirror, they were feasting off this with libidinal satisfaction because they wanted to see him destroyed for what he had said about them.
As much as I don't care for Russell Brand, he does speak on some facts, though. It's like anyone else, right? He's going to be hitting sometimes. Like, if he's talking about the U.S. military-industrial complex, yes, he's most likely going to be lining up. If he's talking about U.S. presidents being war criminals, yes, he's most likely going to be lining up. If he's talking about how the worst thing about Bill Gates is that he's trying to make our brains explode into goo because of vaccines, and that his projects to extend the length of which fruit and vegetables can be preserved as a part of a big government plan to potentially poison and control us and put microplastics into our genitals, like, that all is just like clown shoes, right? So you get like a mix of like, it's the same thing with Max Blumenthal, same thing with the gray zone. You can link me to a gray zone article where all of a sudden I was like, yes, this is explaining about, you know, U.S. war crimes in Afghanistan. And then you can link me to another one where it's like, this is showing you that BreadTube, like Sean, for example, is directly funded by the CIA, as is Philosophy Tube, and that's why they serve imperialism. Sources include Caleb Maupin. And then you're like, this isn't true, okay? I've been named in the fucking the Bread Tube consortium, and I can tell you firsthand, there's no such thing. It's a subreddit, so there's a lot of different subreddits that doesn't make them government conspiracies or CIA funded orgs. I've never gotten a paycheck from the government, not from CSIS, not from the FBI. I get money on Patreon, I get donos and in the form of subs and shit, but like, no, none of that. I can tell you firsthand, this is absolutely made up, make believe, fairy tale shit. that this guy is spreading that. And so that's the danger with the gray zone, is that people online might be searching for things like, hey, can you talk about how U.S. drone strikes have killed a lot of civilians, especially under Obama? Yes, we can. Look, it's popping up on Google. One of the sources that's lining up on page 3 or whatever says the gray zone. You click on that. And then you're reading some stories might be based in the real world and other ones that are just, again, cartoonish nonsense.
On Hollywood as well. So you saw all these prominent figures denouncing him. And he had yet to receive due process. And as I expected, he was demonetized by YouTube, which is really the ultimate form of cancellation in our culture, because YouTube, which is owned by Google, is essentially the inner vortex of our digital commons, which are privatized yet controlled from the outside by powerful interests, including the Department of Homeland Security, British intelligence, and so on. So,
see, like, again, all of these lefties, this all kind of just ignores a lot of fucking, like, what about the analysis of capitalism and capital and all the power that these corporations have accrued? Why don't we talk about that? It's always got to be this massive conspiracy where the government is directly controlling these massive companies, and the whole thing from the top on down is fucking because of the elites and all that kind of stuff, where it's like, these corporations do have total power. Big tech does have complete power. They are monopolies. A lot of people think we have choice when we go on the internet. We don't. You hit up 5 websites all day, every day, 5 fucking different apps, but it's the same fucking 5. And you think you're going to a bunch of different websites, but it's all owned by these massive corporations, and they control all the speech, all of it. Every single time you're like, well, I feel like this is just another sign of the government colluding with big tech. Look, in the case of the UK government going after Rumble, there's an example. There, you got it. Use that as your proof. There you go. You have an example of the government asking a private corporation how they should conduct business and trying to do oversight to them because they're like, this person could be a massive rapist. And we kind of just may have let that whole thing slide for a long time. We may have done that whole thing. So yeah, there's a real world example of it. The Twitter files, where all of a sudden it's like, hey, guess what? Both these massive companies, the corporate duopoly that is the DNC and the RNC, they have both asked private companies for favors in terms of what they do in terms of censorship. Can you please not put revenge porn photos of Hunter Biden's penis on the internet, for example, says the DNC. And Twitter was like, okay. And then the RNC, who was also under control of the presidency at the time, Donald Trump, were like, hey, we have a whole bunch of requests as well. Can you do all these things for us? And Twitter, when it agreed it was in their best interest, was like, yep, sure, here you go. Yep, we're doing that thing. We're going back and forth. Seems like it's not just the government parties of the United States, by the way. Seems like a lot of people in positions of power have contacted other people in positions of power and asked them to do things for them. Because again, capitalism, we get back to that instead of just being like, well, Russell Brand, clearly an example where, he got too close, too much truth.
This raises a larger issue. What terms did he violate? And YouTube says that he violated their rules for off-platform behavior, that you have to conduct yourself well off the platform. Well, if none of these allegations are confirmed and they haven't been seen through in a court of law, then who is Google and a bunch of anonymous corporate functionaries to determine if someone is guilty of essentially felonies? They and possibly committed defamation, and at the same time they're hosting the George W. Bush Library on their platform. They're hosting the Obama Foundation, which has 235,000 subscribers. Barack Obama and his administration raped Libya. That is a confirmed fact. They destabilized the most prosperous nation in Africa and caused a
Okay, if you don't think that any single U.S. president should be allowed to have a YouTube account, that's the talk. Go do it. Go have your thing, right? Does that mean that it's suddenly completely acceptable that, like, you know, the actions of Russell Brand, which, you know, the ones that have been, we have to go through this list again, you know, he's on camera sexually assaulting multiple people. There are witnesses who he sexually assaulted who have medical records that corroborate them going to a rape crisis center at the time. He has not denied having sex with a 16-year-old when he was in his 30s. He says that it's consensual. The 16-year-old said that she was raped at the time. There are multiple corroborating witnesses for a lot of the testimonies of the people who accuse him of rape. There are now thousands, apparently, of text messages, emails, and phone calls. There's a text message from that has been confirmed to be real of Russell Brand being told that he sexually assaulted someone and then apologizing after being told that he sexually assaulted someone. That, like, there's quite a bit. So taking all that into account, would a private company who makes money off of Russell Brand suddenly be like, okay, we're going to do the least aggressive thing we can possibly do here, which YouTube did. We're just going to turn off the monies, because you can see, I just went to Russell Brand's site on YouTube. It's still there. His channel's still up, as is the video of him saying that this whole thing could be a massive conspiracy theory, which really fucking, that must suck. Why would the victims want to remain anonymous? Who can tell? When we have an entire network of people who are being like, these spurious, potentially, government actors, you know, on the behalf of these major industries, these same corporations that are directly partnering, apparently, with Barack Obama, and they're completely fine with Obama's actions, as is NATO's in Libya. They apparently endorse that. They're completely fine with that. But, you know, suddenly Russell Brand is accused by completely anonymous, random people from decades ago. We're supposed to suddenly believe any part of this. You're seeing a direct collusion right here. You know, I think this may have been the ghost of Gaddafi, who's controlling the entire process behind the scenes.
The hottest onslaught that has swept across the Sahel. George W. Bush raped Iraq, leading to the death of 1 million people, the rise of ISIS,
Multiple things can be shit, by the way. No one's on the other end of being like, so George Bush is a good guy, right? He did good things, that George Bush, right? He's on the up and up, I think. History has forgiven him. Ellen DeGeneres certainly has. So ever the rest of us. Fuck George Bush. What a fucking war criminal. He should be tried for his war crimes. Absolutely. What does this have to do with Russell Brand? Like, I ask you, sir. It's like, oh, but you know, it's the hypocrisy. The thing I want not happening and the thing I don't want is happening. Yeah, I know. You know what sucks about that? Private corporations can do whatever the fuck they want. They owe you nothing, Max. Nothing. And it seems when they get these massive monopolies, they get to control entire industries. Doesn't that suck? Isn't that the worst? Isn't that what we should be fighting for or against anyways? Instead of constantly being like, but the guy I like, the thing happening to guy I like. It's like, yeah, well, guy you like is fucking gross. And if true, is a rapist, pedophile, and maybe, I don't know, shouldn't be making money by spreading about how, oh, ivermectin don't fight the fucking queen in the England. Like, no, it's not necessarily a good thing for society, broadly speaking, to have just suddenly those people get these enormous networks, megaphones, if you will. Like, back in the day when we didn't have the same technology, all we had was, oh, we have the radio and the television's coming up, and apparently that's going to give you the imagery. It's going to be strange and unusual. Well, yeah, a lot of different governments were like, we should probably do something to oversee this, just so, you know, if people who have some pretty wild ideas, like neo-Nazis, for example, they probably shouldn't be able to proliferate a lot of their ideas, and we should have an oversight committee that sees whether or not this is okay on the up and up with this new technology, because it could reach lots of people and potentially change their minds. We'll see.
Stabilization of that region, but they are welcome on YouTube's platform according to its guidelines governing off-platform behavior. So where are the standards here and who's setting him? It's the same institutions that are destroying large parts of the world that are setting these standards, because the Obama Foundation, for example, is involved in determining what the disinformation and policy in terms of service are on platforms like YouTube.
So I take your point, Max, but I was talking about this
Don't! Come on! You can be like, Max, so both can be bad though, right? Like the war crimes of George Bush, bad. If Russell Brand raped children, also bad, right? They're all bad, right?
With a friend yesterday, and they pointed out that there is a distinction between being allowed on the app, which Russell Brand is still allowed on the app, and being able to monetize your work on the app, which could be potentially analogized to something like working for Uber or a company that you use their platform so that you can earn money and they provide you with income via the app. So is there a difference in your view between being actually deplatformed and not being allowed to do speech of any kind, even if the content, the substance of your speech doesn't violate the terms of an app, and whether or not a company like Google or Uber or some other kind of rideshare delivery service decides that as a matter of policy, it doesn't want someone who's been accused of rape or assault or some other crime operating their vehicles, let's say.
Wait, sorry, is that going to be censorship now? Like, if it's like, hey, by the way, someone who could potentially rape one of our employees, our drivers, of which there is a very big problem amongst rideshare apps of sexual assault occurring to the staff. It's one of the very horrifying realities of being an app economy driver and delivery driver as well, is a large amount of sexual assault occurring. That's, I mean, wait, where are we talking about the freedom of speech here? What's going on? I'm very confused.
Well, YouTube wants to have it both ways. They want one of their most popular content creators to remain on the platform so he continues to draw an audience to its platform. They can't do to him what they did to Alex.
Wait, sorry, what, Max? I thought he was being censored because of some massive conspiracy and he was a truth teller. And all of a sudden we all have to see what really happens when someone gets a little too close and tells too much about the elites in power. What the fuck? Well, they want to have both ways. They both want his very dangerous message that has to be censored to get out, and that's why they're slandering him with all these rape and pedophile charges. But at the same time, they want those messages to get out there because they know a lot of people are going to see it and they're going to make money from it. Clever. Clever. Wild stuff. Agronian Bum, thank you for the rating party of 13. Can everyone go to switch.tv/Agronian Bum? Give a follow back.
Jones, where he's completely removed. And at the same time, they're demonetizing him, which means necessarily, and any content creator on YouTube knows this, that his videos will receive much less traffic. So this is still an act of cancellation, and it flows directly.
What? Have you thought this thesis out at all? So, yes, you could posit that when you're demonetized, you don't get as many views, you don't reach as many people on the algorithm. The algorithm is definitely more generous on YouTube, and I think this is probably backed up by data, towards people who are generating them a profit. Go down that road instead of just like random spurious nonsense. You know, it's like, this obviously shows you the Obama Foundation sets policies. Big tech has to follow them. They want their cake and eat it too. That's why they're both censoring but not censoring. This is a cancel culture for sure, but also a non-cancel culture proliferation to make more on the platform. No question about it.
Into the discussion I was having with Russell Brand about how dissenters and anti-establishment, prominent anti-establishment voices, are financially sanctioned inside the West for their political views, but they're never given due process.
Look, at this point, all I'm learning is that every one of you motherfuckers is fucking financially backed by a billionaire at some point. When it happens to be the ones that you guys like, it's like Peter Allard is funding fucking Gray Zone. Peter Allard is funding Jimmy Dore. Peter Allard is just straight up giving them thousands of dollars. This is not a conspiracy theory. They've admitted to it. They've been like, yeah, we just randomly got all this money. I started meeting with him. He's a really nice guy. He's got a lot of great ideas about how vaccines turn you into goo. And boom, suddenly that was the cost. And then you do that while at the same time, how are you being fucking censored, motherfucker? You're on the Hill telling the story right now. You know, I mean, everyone can see you. Everyone can hear you. It's like, yeah, you know, me and Russell Brand were discussing this and we were just getting a little too close to the truth. And apparently once you start actually questioning those in power and the elites and, you know, Libya, Obama, Hillary Clinton, they can come for you directly. I believe I'm the victim of perhaps an attack from the Obama Foundation directly. I don't have any evidence to that, but I can certainly say that it is unusual that that would happen.
They're never given an explanation and they are never given the right to explain where they're right and where they're wrong.
That's the one time this kind of power
that we had to deal with.
Yeah, you can make an argument the GOP as well as the Democrats. They're definitely fucking, you know, letting big tech grow to such size. They're not using the antitrust laws they could be using to be breaking up a lot of these companies. And they should be, because honestly, a lot of these companies do have like control to untold levels that are reaching dangerous proportions. That's the fucked up part about all this. But when we like sit back and it's always on the worst fucking grossest humans. It's always like, hey, by the way, Alex Jones is being censored. I don't agree with all the things that Alex Jones says. You don't agree? What do you agree with that Alex, like, what purpose does Alex Jones serve in your life? Honestly, what benefit does he have to society, broadly speaking? I would think that, like, an Alex Jones is someone you would see as an enemy, if nothing else. I'm not here to defend Alex Jones, let's be clear. But I do think that, you know, it is a marketplace of ideas. All ideas should be allowed to be in the marketplace, all of them, and then we should just debate them, and then the best ideas will come to the top. So we'll do that. I think that's the only way forward here, honestly. And it's like, well, then we just give up all the power to corporations. They get to decide everything. Like, if Walmart can successfully destroy every local business in a small town, they get to dictate any products that you're allowed to buy forever. And that's it. And it's just game over. And it's just like, well, hopefully they always give us some options that don't make us sick. But most of the options make us sick. Yeah. But we're going to get that healthcare soon. It's nothing to worry about here.
The threat of a strike from YouTube and had something deleted without explanation, of course, was when we did a live stream at the Gray Zone about our report exposing a very famous British journalist named Paul Mason as a security state collaborator who.
Okay, Max, hey, I have had so many YouTube streams taken down, some of them for words, some of them for fucking clips. Fucking Jimmy Kimmel's show got a YouTube stream taken down because all of a sudden it was just copyright strike. It's not evidence of a conspiracy theory. I didn't at that moment be like, whoa, is this because I was getting too close to the truth and the Obama Foundation didn't like that I was talking about lesbians at this moment in time? Could be the Obama Foundation was definitely fucking, you know, taking a stance.
Is waging a campaign with security state intelligence operatives in the UK to
Trump's
attack
kid
the,
is
what
to
he
go
called
to
the
yeah,
Corbynite
I know he's
left,
be the, next
the
Trump,
left of
apparently.
Jeremy Corbyn, another target of British tabloid media.
YouTube
totally deleted us and threatened us. So we have to question whether the state...
I've had two channels deleted off YouTube. My Instagram's gone forever. That's not because the CIA came after me. It's not. It's because a whole bunch of people don't like what I say and they mass flag the accounts. That's all it takes. I don't... It's not a government... I'm not that important. You know? Neither are you, Max. Holy shit. If you were genuinely threatening anything, you wouldn't be just paraded around on all of these fucking media circuits. I'm sorry. Do you see what happens to actual fucking political prisoners? They go to prison. yeah, that's why the Obama administration came after me. I swear to God, if you asked Barack Obama about Max Blumenthal, he would be like, who? Who?
State here is actually involved in the demonetization of Russell Brand.
I think that's completely fair and that should be investigated, but I'm trying to drill down on a more generalizable point. I have objected to, for instance, the withholding of what feel more like utilities, you know, banking services, your ability to get on YouTube, to use the apps, to collect money through PayPal based on your underlying beliefs as very much an authoritarian move that I'm deeply concerned about. But what I'm asking here is if there's a difference in your view, a substantive difference, even if you still think it's wrong, but a substantive difference between
But again, like, I despise that framing because I really feel like that shit does happen to people on a regular basis, but it happens to a lot of different groups. And it's not simply because of one tech person, an influencer becoming too powerful at any given time that it's like that person's life was destroyed by YouTube removing their channel or taking off their monetization. See, like, he hasn't even had his channel deleted. He had his monetization taken down. We're slippery sloping in every possible scenario. Like, what if you've been accused of sexual assault? Are you never allowed to take an Uber ever again? Is that the end of your ability to take it? Do you lose your bank account? Do you lose electricity? Do you lose everything if just one person accuses you and without evidence that you've sexually assaulted someone? Is that what happens? And it's like, we're talking about one of like the fucking most famous UK to US celebrity comedians who, yes, burnt the fuck out, became a new age fucking progressive truths teller, and then all of a sudden pivoted and switched hardcore into doing fucking right to right wing fucking to far right fucking interviews, stories, really, really focusing on conspiracy theories that appeal, very broadly speaking, to right wing, but there is overlap enough that like it does pull in a large audience. Jimmy Dore is evidence of that kind of shit. That's what this is. And then this individual actually had a long, lifelong career and was really well known in the industry of being a sexual predator. Like, that part is not news. That part's not new, that he is a well-known sex pest. What is new is definitely the fact that there are now multiple women who have gone on the record as well as presented multiple amounts of evidence that have now been backed up by major media outlets, as in, if they are lying about this, yes, they can be sued for libel and slander, of which the fucking burden of proof in the UK, hoo boy, they would be monstrously fucked. So you would think the immediate move right now is for, of course, Russell Brand to become extremely litigious, as he has in the past as well. He's very well known for threatening people with that kind of stuff. So, yeah, here we go.
Almost an employee-employee relationship, at the way you get when you're using Uber as a driver or when you're monetizing your content on YouTube, and them saying, well, we're no longer going to allow you to make money on this app through us, versus access to a banking system or access to a speech platform or access to using the telephone line in your house or an internet service or something that feels more like a broadly available utility that shouldn't be stripped from you on the basis of whether or not some impartial public figure thinks that you're a good or a bad person. Isn't that a meaningful difference?
And okay. If you're framing this as in that's different than what Max is talking about, fine. True.
Well, we both oppose civil asset forfeiture, in which accused drug dealers have all of their assets seized by the federal government in a completely authoritarian fashion, often without due process. And sometimes they're guilty of dealing drugs, but I would argue...
No, I agree, but is that the right analogy, though, Max? Like, let's just take the...
It's not the right... Here's the point. That's something that happens in the public realm, and they supposedly get their day in court. But more and more people are forced to rely on an entirely privatized system, whether...
How do you work in media, but you don't understand anything about how media fucking works? That's like, that's the wild part to me. This is your fucking day job. We have the same job. You must understand this. That like these monstrous corporations, of which, hey, as a leftist, I critique. I don't think they should have monopolistic power, and that is a problem. And even though I do hate a lot of the people who are on Rumble, yeah, having competition to big fucking monopolies is important, even if they happen to be cesspools of right-wing fucking indoctrination. Fine. But at the same time, like, hey, by the way, didn't you know that if this thing happens, that it's an evidentiary like example of... the highest authoritarian crackdown known to man. Russell Brand is worse. It's worse. That's an even more extreme position than, say, if someone is falsely accused of dealing drugs, producing drugs, manufacturing drugs, selling drugs, that the police do, yes, seize an enormous amount of their possessions. And sometimes those people, if innocent, still have their possessions seized. That disproportionately does happen to a lot of black people in America. It happens to indigenous people as well. Like, this is one of those things where all of a sudden it's like, Russell Brand being demonetized but not losing anything yet, by the way, we're at the phase, here's the timeline, Russell Brand has been demonetized on YouTube. That's it. He's still on YouTube. His channel's still up there. They didn't take him down or anything like that. They are still, you know, waiting to see what develops from this ongoing story. But that's worse. That's worse than civil forfeiture. Because at any given time, like, Alphabet is a publishing house. Their division is called YouTube, and that publishing house publishes people. It's a free entry. Anyone can sign up. Anyone can publish through their publishing service, and if they become successful, they can start to try to make a living through that process. The arbiter of speech on that is the company, the corporation. They're the only ones. And other people can ask for favors, for sure, or try to impose things on them through legislation, as governments have, such as the government of Germany, for example. They can do that. That is how the system works. But at the end of the day, that's how the publishing house works. Same thing that would apply to a magazine or a radio or a TV broadcaster. It's a different medium, and it has a much larger access to entry, whereas anyone globally could do it. It also leaves itself open to a lot of fucking manipulation as a result of that. So they have to have massive teams who are constantly taking down content, shutting down content, especially if it's breaking a handful of rules, if it's child pornography, if it's murder, if it's things like that. That stuff is being deleted instantaneously. But we're talking at a global scale, and we're talking about for fucking, oh man, the numbers, the sheer volume of this kind of shit. So yeah, them, their biggest political channel, suddenly being credibly accused of raping and grooming people over a history of a sordid career. If they're like, bup, we're just gonna... That's not the same as civil forfeitures. Max.
It's GoFundMe or YouTube in order to earn a living because they are content creators. That's the way that people are going to deliver, their audience wants to deliver them support. And if they are removed and demonetized from there, they're essentially financially sanctioned. I work with someone who's been removed, our managing editor at the Gray Zone, Wyatt Reed, from PayPal and Venmo for no reason other than that he was reporting from the Russian separatist side of the Ukrainian conflict. I have several colleagues in the media who've been removed from PayPal, Venmo. They're getting kicked off TikTok. And slowly you can see as they get removed from these platforms, it's becoming harder and harder for them to earn a living. And that is precisely the point. And the state can't be held accountable the same way it can through civil asset forfeiture because it's doing it from behind the scenes. We don't know who made the decision to buy YouTube or who prompted YouTube to make that decision. All we know is that it's incredibly coordinated. And we also should consider the fact that the Times of London.
I mean, yeah, lots of things I don't know. But when I really don't know anything about them, I don't speak about them in that way, in which we don't know what's causing the thing I'm talking about. But I mean, that only leads to more questions and fear. And it's scary. And wow. And you're like, what? Just make up whatever you want, I guess.
It led this story. Has targeted so many dissidents over the years, and that the Times of London is a favorite publication for the MI5, MI6 to plant material. So what I'm...
Oh my God, it doesn't have to be that cool all the time, buddy. Fucking, are you perpetually living in a fucking Bond film? You know, 009 over here? Fucking reporting for duty? And His Majesty's Secret Service, I am prepared to reveal all the secrets. Yes, Bashir al-Assad is the good guy, actually.
Saying, Brianna, is that the state now has the convenience of removing people from being able to earn a living or from public view, canceling them and so on without putting it.
See, this is how you assassinate political prisoners in like 2023. They don't even need to get arrested, yo. They don't even need to go to jail. Doesn't need any of that shit. They can just be canceled. That's worse. When you're canceled, you're destroyed. They take everything from you, you know? All these super rich, famous multimillionaires who have fucking mansions and fucking broadcast on the YouTubes from their mansions with the webcast, thereby having the overhead be exceptionally low for them to continue to generate vast amounts of money. They're,
It's fingerprints on it. Now, I'm not saying that's exactly what's happening with Russell Brand. I'm using his case to make a larger point.
I completely take that that could be the case and that should be investigated. But what we, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of what do know right now. Go ahead.
I love that Max is so out there that fucking he makes the heel by comparison all of a sudden be the kind of like, let's dial it back a little bit. You know, I don't think this is direct evidence of some kind of coercion to pre-assassinate Gaddafi. I just had kind of a loose thread there. I mean, sure, U.S. presidents have done war crimes, but like directly associating, like, say, the presidential war crimes of George Bush and then what happened to Russell Brand is just kind of weird. But I see where you're at. I feel the vibe. I know where you're going. I hope you feel seen.
It's a little bit different. I mean, what disturbs me about this specifically with Russell Brand is that on the social media platforms, they have speech related policies. You know, we disagree with a lot of those policies. This show has, you know, been a victim of those policies in ways I don't agree with. But I like, you know, when they deplatform Alex Jones, you can maybe disagree with that. But it's at least related to this potentially defamatory speech, the content he's producing on the platform. Mm-hmm. What I find so disturbing here is Russell Brand is being punished for content that may very well be bad. I guess it could very well even be criminal, but does not have anything to do with the content or the speech being posted on the platform.
They wouldn't speak this way about any other company. Any other company. In any position, in most cases, fucking people who are that high up within corporations, I know this is a different structure, but when they're that high up, they will, you know, step down or suddenly, you know, try to avoid the spotlight for a little while. It's like, yes, there's been multiple accusations of this, top tier CEO. He's been accused of raping and grooming children. More information is coming out at this time. He is going to be stepping down from the board in order, of course, to help the structure of the company as we rebuild. Obviously, while we do not confirm that any of this is true, we will say that with the strongest possible terms, we do not agree with and or condone the potential grooming and raping of children. If it isn't true or in fact factual, that is abhorrent. And we, categorically would denounce, any involvement with him. That's going to be it. There'd be no specials. There'd be no. Also, this is probably because of the Obama Foundation, big tech censorship, trying to take this person down because he had the guts to tell the truth within the company. Right. That's what's happening here. And then spread that message to the world. That's what happened. Yeah, definitely. That's what's so scary about that, right? Like, just a couple of anonymous accusations of this person grooming and raping children, and then all of a sudden, this company doesn't really want to associate with them anymore.
Which gets into this whole, we have to go back, and we have to, like, you know, destroy works of art or throw away DVDs of, like, that Harvey Weinstein happened to produce, even though there's tons of other creative people involved in it who are upstanding, until maybe they're not, and then we have to get rid of their things. That's the creepy part of this to me.
Well, I mean, he's not being demonetized for his content. His content supposedly adheres to YouTube's stated terms of service. I hadn't heard of this off-platform behavior. And YouTube has appointed itself the jury. It gets to be the jury because our digital commons are completely privatized. None of these charges have been adjudicated. He may be guilty. And here's another point worth considering. Let's say Russell Brand is totally guilty of everything. Let's say it's even worse than that. let's say he's like Leatherface and he's throwing women on meat hooks in a hellhole in some rural county in Texas, millions and millions of people will still not believe that that is true, because the media, and specifically the Times of London and the Murdoch media, has lied them into so many disastrous situations. They lied about Jeremy Corbyn, the labor leader, being an anti-Semite day in and day out. They lied the public into the Iraq war. They lied about Muammar Gaddafi giving his troops Viagra. They lied about Syrian chemical attacks to trigger Western intervention there. They lie day in and day out. Charlotte Wace, the lead reporter on the Russell Brand story, destroyed the life of a beautician in England, falsely claiming she was destroying women's faces with rogue Botox treatments. When the Times of London was proven false, they still went to court and fought this poor woman's libel case anyway, tooth and nail. It destroyed her life. It destroyed her son's mental fitness. And that's the Times of London. They went after so many dissidents that I know.
You never know what Lance will latch on to. It's true.
Over
because of my condition.
It seemed kind of irrelevant to the public, but
I have a condition.
The British intelligence services and British financial interests. And so the public will not believe anything about Russell Brand because of the way that the mainstream media has conducted itself. And that's what needs to be considered here. Mm-hmm. The mainstream media has indeed proven itself an enemy of the people.
Max, let's play that thought experiment that you opened up there out a little bit. I completely take your point that the media has made itself untrustworthy, but there are aspects of these allegations that Russell Brand has admitted to in his books as part of his rehabilitation process. And so there's a separate conversation that I think needs to be had about what it means to be rehabilitated, whether or not there's anything that someone like Russell Brand or anybody else who has admitted to being misogynistic in the past and being embarrassed about their past behavior can.
UK media is very different to the US. Oh, yeah, the burden of proof switches in the UK media compared to the United States. That's why it was so wild that Johnny Depp had effectively lost his trial in the UK, but then was successful at it in the US, when a lot of the evidence that was directly presented to a judge in the UK was of such a degree that even though the burden of proof was upon them, it was upon the publication itself, they were capable of demonstrating it to such a degree that they didn't think that this was slanderous or libel. And that's one of those things that you have to be apparently really, really careful of if you are a British citizen or if you are a British company, that you can get fucked over if you are doing that kind of shit. Their media is incredibly strict for that.
Do to really make amends to their victims and move forward. But taking your thought experiment, even if it is true, the media has discredited itself, that's fine.
Because Max is always lying. I don't get, how much, I know he went, super hardcore anti-vax, but he's always just been this kind of weird-ass fail son who's just always just like, that's why the war criminals of the fucking American imperial hegemonic power are trying to destroy us with the U.S. military-industrial complex. And you're like, I mean, some of those things are true, but, it doesn't apply to every single thing that we talk about. We can do the walk and chew gum thing here, right? It's fucking really bad if Russell Brand is a big-ass rapist, right? Especially if teenagers and as a lifelong career being protected, and a lot of people in the industry knew about it and have spoken up about it, and there's actually fucking even apparently recorded evidence of someone calling him a rapist to his face at the fucking roasts when he was one of the judges on this roast show on Comedy Central, and they just cut it all out because they're like, nah, we're not going to be publishing this. And there may have been actual organizations that knew things were so bad that they had rules and regulations in place to protect female employees from Russell Brand, and then rather than just not work with Russell Brand, they were like, well, just don't leave him in a room alone with women. And that's like, but why? If you're someone who can't be left in a room alone with women, or you're at a risk of raping them, don't work with that person. He doesn't need a TV show. Other people who are not a threat inherently to women just by virtue of being in proximity to them, there's a lot of people who are like that. So most people, actually, very, very small amount of people are actually just a danger to women in general just by being in a room with them. The rapists, right? Rapists are those people, pretty much. Not good shit.
Do you enjoy the SERPs but prefer not to have to use your eyeballs? Many are saying this. Well, we've got the solution for you. It's the SERP Times in podcast form, available on most major podcasting networks now. If you enjoy it, please consider leaving a good review and feedback, because it really helps the show out, apparently, and it's free, just like the podcast.
Thank you so much for watching, everybody. This show is produced by amazing people like you, and if you want to help us out, please consider donating over at patreon.com/theserps. The show is made possible thanks to Amazing Fletch, Anna Loves Riley, Ariane McCarthy, Cheryl Alvarez, Doug Cady, Everything Important, Hagbard Celine, La Media Penza, Matthew Scarborough, Multimondi, Omni, Peanut Butter Blondie, Political Papi, Quiet 185, Rachel K, Riley and Anna, Roller Dragon, Ruby K, Sir Nickus, Spinach Monster, Stellar Vision, Sebastian Demel, Tech Tink, Trevbot EXE, Words Greenwood, and not to mention all of the amazing and fabulous people you now see before you.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.